comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. And let me tell you, you're in for talk radio like nowhere else on Earth, and that's a guarantee. I'm here because it matters, and so do you. Quick update, no response from Jack Jingles. Silence out of Calistoga, California, out of the mayor's office in Calistoga, California. And we expect that the duck and cover will continue. On December the 28th and December the 29th, I will not be here. The show will go on, and my good friend and my associate here at the Kevin Smith Show, Jerry Wills, will be hosting the show December the 28th and 29th. And you want to be sure that you tune in on those two dates and be sure that you give Jerry your ears and your support. Support comes in three different varieties, actually. Well, at least three, maybe more. One is listening to the show, and that's good. You need to be listening. Two, actually doing something incredibly brave, courageous, more courageous than storming the Bastille, and that is using your fingers to dial the telephone and call in and talk with Jerry and make your comments and ask your questions. All right, so be sure you do that. Of course, then another way to support the show is to be a Kevi Knight. And there are things that we do with the Kevi Knights. We'll send you a manual. It's two or three pages of just some suggestions of things to do to help support the show. You get that by sending me an email and requesting it. And then, of course, financial support. We can't make it if you don't help us make it. It's really that simple. People that are new to the show, they think because they see ads on the show, if they're watching KSS TV, they think, oh, well, you know, they've got income from advertising. No, we get treated like a fourth world country by advertising agencies. It's not just me, not just this show. It is the ludicrous and unstoppable stupidity of the advertising agencies that they treat internet radio like an unwanted stepchild. And, you know, they treat us like Harry Potter's aunt and uncle treated him. And what they do is they will not buy airtime on internet radio. Well, we're not just internet radio. We are internet radio, internet TV, AM radio, FM radio, shortwave radio, and cell phones. But the absolutely entrenched stupidity of the advertising industry is working hard against anything that is also internet radio. So we don't get paid for that unless somebody buys something. Then we get a small commission. So your support of the show, absolutely necessary. I want to thank you at whatever level you support the show. We'll be back with Open Line Live right after this. Okay, tonight is going to be open line live after a few comments. I do have a few comments that I need to make sort of to get us on track here this evening, and then we'll go to open line live, and you can call in. We'll talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. I mentioned that Jerry Wills is going to be hosting the show on December the 28th and 29th. I am going to be looking forward to that, and for a number of reasons. One reason is that I am not going to be here for a very good reason. My older set of kids, I have some grown children, and they live in Texas. One lives in, two live in Austin, one lives up in the Dallas area, and what they're doing is they are flying me out to Dallas to spend a little bit of time, just after Christmas, but to spend a little bit of time with them. And I'm very, very pleased that that's going to happen. I announced this once before on the show, and I got some emails from folks saying they were so glad I was going to finally get to go see my wife and son. That's not the case. I will not be seeing my wife and son again this year. And the reason is quite simply that I am imprisoned by the economy of the United States of America and by some circumstances relative, well, I won't get into that. Anyway, I am imprisoned here in this country by the financial circumstances. I haven't seen them since 2005, and I will not see them again this year. But I will get to see my three older children at Christmas, just after Christmas, and that's when Jerry will be hosting the show, and you want to be sure that you are here for those shows and that you support by listening, but also by calling. I've never really understood, and I'm not critical, but I'm being honest, I've never really understood how someone can use a telephone each and every day of their lives and be frightened to call me. They call their mother. They call Aunt Susie. Heck, they even call 911 if they need the police and talk to total strangers down at the police department. And I'm not a total stranger. You listen to me every day, and then you're afraid to call? I don't understand it. Norway. This is so interesting. Let me tell you what's been going on. I did this show last night about the anomaly in Norway, and I did not say it isn't a missile. Over and over, I said it could be. But if it is, then based on the facts as they have been presented thus far in the news, based on the facts that have been presented, that missile would have to be flying backwards, invisible to radar, and not emit smoke. And I showed you the reasons why in that show. And I've gotten a bunch of emails today from people sending me, oh, you need this information, you need this information. And I appreciate it, but that's all information I already read before I did that show. And there's nothing new in it. Everything in that information is as suspect as I described it. And one of them even has, I talked about there are some video simulations. Well, one of those even had embedded in the page the video simulation. Isn't it interesting they're not showing you any actual film of actual missiles doing it? Do you think that there are no other missiles? I mean, if that one missile could do what that one is alleged to have done, then every test flight of a missile is filmed. Every test flight of a rocket, of a missile, of anything like that, every test flight is filmed. So where's the films that show us a missile doing what that one did? All they can show us is these computer simulations. I can do a computer simulation to show anything. Anything at all. And until I see actual evidence For instance, the radar, the tracing from the radar scopes in Norway that show a missile in flight. Until I see that evidence, my opinion is a missile didn't do what we saw in those videos and what the people in Norway saw with their own eyes. But I appreciate you sending me the emails. Just be aware that those are the very articles that I took on right between the eyes last night. And what I said still stands. There's no new evidence here. There's a each article that comes out adds to my assertion that what we're looking at is a cover story. Now, we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about tonight. Maybe you want to talk about the Travis Walton interview, or you may want to talk about the Norway thing, or whatever. Maybe something else altogether. As long as it's in our genre, I will be more than happy to take your call. The telephone numbers are 623-444-5889, or the toll-free number, which is 888-223-4599. Let me give those to you again. The main number, 623-444-5889. The toll-free number is 888-223-4599. If you live outside of the USA and you live outside of Canada and you want to call me at 623-444-5889. The country code is 1. Or you can use the flash message feature if you're not in the United States and if you're not in Canada. Just go to my website, scroll down, you'll see the link that says flash message. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show, your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Ryan in Washington.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to comment about that thing yesterday.
Yeah.
This might be kind of a long-winded comment, so... I think what we're looking at, when I look at that, I think what we're looking at is a black hole. And I think that there's a high possibility that there's a black hole that came from the CERN experiment, the Hadron Collider. Because if you look at it, the way it is, and you look at a black hole out in the Hubble telescope, it looks like a black hole, and it's sort of a scary thing because the media refuses to report about it, they'd rather talk about the newest text message reveals that Tiger Woods has a marital affair, and that's breaking news, but this sort of thing is just kind of not talked about, and what's wrong with the media?
I'm not laughing at you, but I just think it's such a great question. What's wrong with the media?
Yeah.
Well, the media.
It's unbelievable, the media.
Yeah. Well, they are willingly, in many cases, in some cases not, but they're stooges of political powers and corporate powers, and they're not about truth, and they're not about getting the facts. They're about presenting a story with an agenda. That's what the media is about. Now, let me ask you this about the black hole. If it was a black hole, why didn't it suck in a bunch of Norway?
Well, no, that's a good question. I think that what could have happened, now this is just speculation and hypothetical speculation, but I think people need to put their critical thinking hats on and think about it. You know, I wish it was the Anunnaki. I wish it would have been cool to have a Stargate open from another universe. But my hat thinks that with the Hadron Collider going on, on the same night, they turned on the Hadron Collider right around the same time frame. And I don't know why it didn't suck in all the Norway. I think that it could have been something that was unexpected, and somebody realized what was going on, and they hit the off switch on it, or something. But if you look at it, it looks like a black hole to me, and it's pretty pretty amazing what our scientists are doing. You know, I don't know if they're playing with fire over there, but, you know, and then out of the woodwork came these debunkers. What I thought was amazing, I was reading one of these articles, and some of the silly, nonsensical statements by some of these debunkers, like Jim Olberg came out of the woodwork, and then this other guy, this bad astrometer, Phil Plait. And it's not a missile. It's a silly explanation to say, well, it's plausible. I was reading what Phil Plait said, and he said, well, it's a missile test fire mistake is a plausible explanation. I mean, what a nonsensical statement that is. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Well, let me tell you, and then I have to move on to other calls, but let me tell you this. I got an email today from someone who said, you know, I've been thinking about this, and I don't think this was a test of some new high-tech weapon, because if you were doing that, you'd want total secrecy, and you wouldn't do it in an area where people could see it. And my response was, I would do it right where they did it, because first you stage a bunch of missile tests, and you have 6 out of 13 fail. So people are used to seeing that. Now you do your experiment, and when people start saying, what the heck was that? You say, oh, it was one of those missiles. And you're using the 6 previous failures, the precedents, as the cover for you doing what you did. Now, that way, you could also gauge the response of people to what they saw, as well as you could gauge how effective was your experiment. And I would do it right where it was done. And I think it was a perfect cover.
The statements by these debunkers, nobody believes them. I was watching it. They covered it on the news, and I barely turn on mainstream media anymore, but I just wanted to see what they were saying. And after they got done talking about the newest text message from Tiger Woods' mistress reveals that he had a marital affair and breaking news, then they went on to talk about it. And even them are shaking their head at these explanations by these debunkers that it was most likely a missile that flew backwards. It's just... what kind of nonsense is that? You know, and these guys are supposed to be our science... You know, they lose all credibility, you know. If you look at it... what do you think? Does it look like a black hole that popped out of the Hadron Collider that wasn't supposed to be intended? I mean, that's pretty serious.
Well, I really don't think so.
Oh.
It looks like you would think a black hole would look, but I really don't think it was, because it didn't suck anything into it.
And, well, you might be right. I might be wrong, but I just, you know... I don't know.
I think if it was a black hole, you and I wouldn't be discussing whether or not it is a black hole. I think it would be gone.
Yeah, we'd probably be on vacation somewhere. We'd probably be off in the ether somewhere. But now, while I'm questioning, I'll take it off and I'll hang up the phone and let other people call in. But the origin point of that. Is that off towards... What is the direction of that? I wouldn't mind...
The origin point was far to the east.
Far to the east? And mm-hmm. And the camera shot was from where?
Well, the camera shot was from the from shore. It was on the ground. What you're looking at, when you look at that blue spiral that is... It looks like it's coming from the ground... it may be coming from the ground somewhere, but the actual fact is that blue spiral is disappearing over a mountain, and you can't see the end of it. But it's nighttime, so you can't see the mountain very well. So the blue spiral just disappears over the edge of that mountain.
Well, whatever it is, it sure is cool looking.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's cool looking. It reminds me of... Reminds me of back in high school when I was probably taking some drugs I wasn't supposed to take. But
oh, my. Okay, well, Ryan, I appreciate the call. I have to move on, but thank you for the call. I don't think it's a black hole. Look, you know what I say? When the facts are not all out on the table, then all speculation is valid. So maybe it was a black hole. I don't think it was, but maybe. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
Hi.
I'm not a missile flying backwards.
Yeah, oh, pigs boy, flying.
I'm still laughing. Yeah, I'm still laughing about that one. Hey, I, like I said, I'm not all there, but I'm not. But you know, I'm still here. But at least I don't fly backwards.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know, Kev, I want to bring up something before. I want to bring up an interesting article. You know, you bringing up Jerry Wills, like something he'd be interested in. You know, you have your doctorate in theology, right?
That's right.
I want to invoke that a little bit here, because you get a doctorate in theology, you study these ancient texts, ancient documents, ancient legends, and whatnot, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed anything in ancient cultures where they talk about spirals in the sky that are some sort of a warning of things to come, that they took it as a sign of catastrophe? Is there anything among all these cultures that would signify something?
Well, the only thing I know of are the spirals that are carved into rocks, the petroglyphs.
Like there's no mention of anything similar to this that bespoke the coming of some sort of a apocalyptic or messianic time?
Not that I'm aware of.
I guess I'll have to brush up on my... I guess we'll both have to brush up on these things and look for maybe some commonality in this. Because I honestly think that something's going on here, and I don't think CERN is... Well, I think CERN has a lot to do with it. And there may be an event that happened back in November that may be connected to this, and it is connected to CERN. I came across an article on Pal Talk when I was in the Wake Up Project room that I'm an admin in, and somebody went and posted a link on here, and it's an amazing article. It talks about a mysterious sun gate. You know the sun gate down in Tiwanaku? Apparently some sort of a time wave. It blacked out South America back last month. I don't know if you heard about that.
I heard about a blackout.
Well, get this. Apparently, it's CERN that went and caused that.
Well, it could be. You know, who knows what CERN really is up to? And we know that when Nikola Tesla did his experiments out in California, in Colorado, he caused blackouts in the area all around him. And, you know, who knows? They may be playing with Tesla technology. Kevin, I want to thank you for the call. We've got to step away for a break, and we'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. The telephone lines are open, and this is Open Line Live tonight. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. The toll-free number is 888-223-4599. What's on your mind? Now, we've had a lot of really, really hot shows here lately, and we have brought up lots of topics that may be on your mind, and maybe we said something in one of those shows that you wish that we would spend a little bit more time talking about. You had a question that you couldn't get in. Had Robert Morningstar on Monday. We were talking about mind control. Boy, now there's a bombshell topic, if ever there was one. And then on Tuesday, we had Walter Bosley on, and we talked about Filipov, Dr. Filipov, in Bulgaria, and the possibility... that perhaps he's been subjected to some special treatment. Last week, wow, that was a hot week as well. We had Jeff Harvey on talking about the changes that have taken place in him since the removal of the implant that he discovered in his body. We had Ed Grimsley on talking about night vision Skywatch, and I'm always a little confused as to why that's controversial. I really am. I'm always a little confused. We have Ed on, and then I get lots of different emails from people. And I'm always confused at people that say, well, if this was really true, this, and this. And it's always got to be someone who's never looked through the night vision goggles. Because if you do, they're there. There's no controversy, there's no debate about whether they are there, whether they're flying around up there. You can see them. There's just no debate about that. They're there. Now, the only debate would have to be about, well, who are they? Who is that flying around? And why are they flying around up there? But anyway, we had Ed on. We had Milton Torres on, remember? Milton Torres was the Air Force pilot that was back in England. Was scrambled to go up and ordered to shoot down, and the quote was, an unidentified flying object. And then, of course, we had Travis Walton on, and Travis has an amazing account of alien abduction. So any of those are fair game, and if you don't want to talk about any of those, well, we can talk about whatever it is you wish to talk about. The telephone number is 623-444-5889 or toll-free 888-223-4599. For folks who are not in the USA and they're not in Canada, we have the flash message feature open. We'll talk about what you wish to talk about. I have gotten a lot of email today. Within the past 24 hours, about the situation in Norway. I got one from Norway. Well, I got two from Norway, but one of them was kind of interesting. And he said it wouldn't surprise him if there was no one watching the radar at Norway Defense. He said his opinion was they're not really too on the ball, but I bet they are. I bet they're far much more on the ball than you suspect. This thing with the this phenomena that took place in Norway, as I said last night, it may be a missile, but so far no one has explained how that could be. And when they show you videos trying to prove, oh, it was a missile, they don't show you videos of other missiles doing that. They show you a simulation. That's a cartoon. You can make a cartoon do anything. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, it's Avi from New Jersey calling. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Avi?
Oh, I'm doing good. I was listening to your shows, you know, last night. Let's talk about this spiral thing. I just was listening to Kevin talking about the CERN thing, the time wave and the gateway of the sun and all that.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story that I had never heard about, and I looked it up, and there's something about a plane going somewhere else, whatnot, as a result of this also, not just the blackout.
Oh, what's the deal with the plane?
Well, apparently it was a passenger plane, and Iberworld Airbus was flown by Air Comet. It was going to descend to Santa Cruz. I think that's in Bolivia somewhere. Yeah, and it was instant, says in here, it was instantly and mysteriously over the skies of Santa Cruz, Spain, over 5,000 miles away. That's what it says here.
And so, now, wait a minute. This is an airliner that's about to land in Bolivia and then was suddenly, instantly over Spain.
Now, I'd want to know if that can be verified somehow. I haven't really gone much further. But, I mean, there was something happened at CERN on Tuesday night, right? Did you know what they were doing?
No.
No. And, well, I can only think of there's some relationship, because I looked for images of I don't know that much about missiles or rockets, but I went and I looked, try to look for pictures of spirals moving. And I did see a couple, and they don't look so uniform and tightly shaped like you pointed out yesterday.
No, when a missile spirals out of control, it generally, it's just a corkscrew.
Yeah.
But here's another thing. No one has yet addressed how the missile that is supposedly doing this was able to remain airborne for 3 minutes, creating a spiral for 3 minutes.
Yeah, that black ring that gets bigger and bigger was always, I was looking at that, and I read on one of the comet sites that was, you know, discussing this, that somebody had said there were two sources in TV reporting, you know, that they can, you know, they said it was a failed test. But there was something else in this comment that made me wonder. They say they were Mariner warnings to stay out of the area for the rocket launch. Now,
okay. Now let me address that.
Yeah.
And I talked about it on the show last night.
Yeah.
There was a warning, but that warning is post-dated.
Oh.
Okay. That warning came out on December the 9th. Covering a period of December 6th through December 15th.
That must have been when I was when I walked away from the computer. I missed that.
Yeah. You know? It's like, it's, you know, the event happened, and then there was this big uproar about there was no warning, and then the Russians produced this warning.
Convenient, yeah.
Okay, but the date on the warning is December 9th. The period that it covers is December 6th. That's 3 days earlier, before the warning came out, through December the 15th. This thing is bogus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it smells that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't have to look into a pot to see that it's cabbage cooking when I can smell it from next door.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Kevin.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, see, that's one of the interesting things about this, folks. You need to realize, don't buy all this stuff that the debunkers are hard at work on this. Okay? Now, I debunk debunkers. Debunkers try to debunk me. Now, debunkers will try to make me look foolish just as I do make them look foolish. But, you know, they say, look, there was a warning out. No, there was not a warning out. There is a warning out. Let's use English here. And let's use correct English. There was not a warning for ships to stay out of the area. But after this event, a warning suddenly appears, but it's dated December 9, and the period that it covers is December 6 through December 15th. The warning did not come out until yesterday. It came out after the fact. And so, you know, you're reading these articles that, oh, it was just a Russian missile and a blah, 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 blah. You believe that? You believe that because you read it somewhere? Do some critical thinking. Examine what they're saying. I read one where, you know, they come out with this statement. I did it on the show last night. I read, they come out with a statement. It was a Russian missile. And then the rest of the article was all, it seems to be, it was most likely, it probably. They didn't know. It's a cover story, folks. It is a cover story. Now, a cover story for what? Well, for whatever it is that produced that phenomena in the sky. Show me another video of another missile anywhere in the world that did that. Show me a missile that has produced that same effect. Well, there's this simulation over here. You see how it can work? Man, I can show you how a chicken can lay eggs the size of the Empire State Building. If it's an animation. And that's what those simulations are. They're animations. show me the real deal. Could it be a missile? I'll stay open to the idea. It could be. But if it is, it's a whole new different kind of missile that hides from radar, flies backwards, doesn't leave a smoke trail. So, you know, the debunkers are hard at it. The debunkers are hard at it. And these reports are showing up in the press all over Europe and sort of trickling into the United States. Folks, it's a cover story. The physics just don't fit it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Hey, Bob.
Hi. I've been kind of in the background just watching. I don't want to get too mixed up into things because this is really getting deep. But, you know, the whole world saw that and they're all kind of questioning it. I think I know what it might be.
What's that?
Well, I was doing a little tiny bit of research real quick. At first, I was noticing that the ray that was going towards the circular white object up there, the spiral, it was blue, which is a short wavelength, and I started thinking about that, and I started thinking about how lasers work and possible theories of having a convex mirror to create an opposite effect if it was such a high energy pulse that's 20 years ahead of what we know. I mean, I was thinking in that direction. So I found something interesting.
All right. Bob, you have to hang on till we get back from break because it's taking over. We'll be back, folks, right after this.
Through the fog and make spin doctors squirm.
All right, welcome back. We have Bob on the line from California. Bob, you were saying that you thought this might be a laser. That came up on the show last night, and I'm going to throw this out and see what your response is. I think if it was a laser, I think, and we know for sure that the blue light appeared before the spiral. So the blue light is not being caused by the spiral, or is it coming from the spiral?
Okay,
it apparently is. It's apparently the cause.
I got something really important.
Okay.
I'm just going to read some things that I came up on. 1981, Tom Bearden, you can check out his website, Tesla's Secret and the Soviet Tesla Weapons. Before the turn of the century, Nikola Tesla discovered and was utilizing a new type of electric wave. You can go on and read about it, and if you read about it, it says this: his discovery was apparently so fundamental in his intent to provide free energy that it was responsible for the withdrawal of his financial backing, his deliberate isolation, and the gradual removal of his name from the history books. They found something they liked, they discontinued it, took it. By 1940, he is totally isolated and already nearly a non-person. If you go on and read about the electrostatic potential within the fields that it can create, you can imagine that if you've seen the X-Files, there's an episode where they've got the same type of thing where the electromagnetic is going out, not in a perfect circle, but has the phenomena where the energy is going away and creating like almost like a circular pattern. With the same effect generated through some kind of new technology, I'm trying to find out if it's either possibly a gas that was lit up or if it was actually formed within cloud condensation with the small blue light waves within this particle accelerator to create that spiral. You have it focused in a small point before you spread it out as big as it is, and you could come up with something to where it could actually affect the difference in temperature, heating up, exciting the atoms, which does cause condensation. The lighter and wider it is within a cloud, if you look up what causes a cloud, the smaller that the droplets are, the wider that the cloud is going to be. So if it heated up enough when it was a small point going around in a circle, then spread out, it could have been enough to where the clouds had been created, and now you've got this electromagnetic pulse from Tesla created about 100 years ago. And the one thing I was thinking of that nobody thought of, that the gas around there, and of course, there is one other theory. It could have just been some kind of a new kind of missile. I can go with that. It might even possibly be ET. Don't know that. But the one thing I was thinking of is if I had the blue light pulse electromagnetic Tesla-type technology nailed within the blue light, what caused the clouds, nobody ever actually thought of that the space between the white clouds could actually be the generation of where the heating and excitement of some type was actually creating the clouds to form around it. So what we see is like, oh, the clouds are forming from this technology. Well, the technology could have been the spiral that's the space between the clouds, creating that, keeping it in some type of a confined type setting. If you look at the region of where that is and what happened to Tesla, I would be safe to say 100 years later, they'd be able to create something like that very easily. Whether it's from us, Tesla, ET, but I think that we have to be totally open-minded on this. Everything I said could be wrong, but then again, that actually could be a very plausible scientific explanation. I was looking at light wavelengths underwater.
Okay, you're going to have to cut it short because I have other people lined up.
Okay, yeah, I was looking at light wavelengths underwater, and I'm just leaning in that direction more than anything. So I thank you for your time, and I hope that helps a little bit.
Okay, and thank you. I have a little, look, he may be exactly right. Bob may have hit the nail right on the head. But I have a little bit of difficulty thinking that it's a laser because a laser beam is a coherent beam of light. Basically, you have the particles lined up in single file. It doesn't spread out like that. So I'm not sure that it would be laser, but some type of Tesla technology, quite possible. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller.
Is that me?
That's you. You're on the air. Oh, your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Bob in South Dakota.
Hi, Bob in South Dakota. How are you?
I'm a little bit nervous. I feel like this is a huge privilege.
Well, I don't know. It's just kind of like talking to the old guy down the street that sits on his porch all day.
Don't sell yourself short. Say, I sent you an email earlier today. I'm sure you get hundreds of them, so you didn't get to read it yet. And I thought this was important enough, I'd shoot it at you, so I'll keep it short and quick.
All right.
On the website Disclosed TV, there is a video. If you use the advanced search and type in swirl, it shows the exact same deal, this light in the sky in Norway, but mm-hmm. It happened in a place called Tomsk, T-O-M-S-K, Russia.
Which, by the way, is fairly near here. I mean, fairly near where this happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was dated in 2006, so whatever it is, this isn't the first one.
Yeah, there's also one where there was allegedly a missile launch at Vandenberg, and then all kinds of weird stuff happens, and you see a portal open and a UFO pop out of the portal. Yeah.
Well, I'm absolutely fascinated by this, and your buddy there in Phoenix that has talked about the swirls and the petroglyphs.
Mm-hmm.
You made reference to other petroglyphs around the world that also have the swirl emblem. I know you've talked about being a doctor of theology, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any reference? I'm a well-read Bible person, I think, but it is a deep, long book. Are there any references in there that you could extrapolate this from?
You know, I know. You're talking about in the Bible?
Yeah.
The swirls?
You know,
no.
Other than just signs and wonders.
No. Now, when you look at that blue swirl last night that happened two nights ago over in Norway, when you look at the pictures of that, you know, maybe it was something like that when it talks about that the Israelites were led by a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day.
Yep.
Who knows? I don't know what a pillar of fire by night would look like, but maybe something like that. I don't know.
Well, I'll open up the line. Again, it's been a huge privilege. I love your show.
Well, thank you. Are you a first-time caller?
I am, and I'll take the applause.
All right. Thanks for the call. 623-444-5889 is the main number. And 888-223-4599 is the toll-free number. 888-223-4599. If you're outside the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message, and I'll do what I can to get it on the air. Look, some of them I don't put on the air because some of them I get have a lot of profanity in them, so I never read those on the air. If you're in Canada or if you're in the USA, the filters on that read the IP address, and if your IP address is from Canada or USA, it gets put over into the dump box, and I don't see it. But if you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can use that and your flash message will get through. Hey, if you're in the USA and Canada, we got telephones. I even pay for the call. Could I be wrong about this? Could this actually be a missile that went haywire? Sure it could. I said so last night over and over. But I also presented to you the reasons why this does not look like a missile that went haywire. I've seen lots and lots of videos of missiles that went haywire and spiraled out of control and just flipped end over end and all kinds of stuff. And this does not look like that at all. Not at all. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Rick in California.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, you know, the first thought that I had when I saw that image in the sky, that spiral,
mm-hmm.
Were crop circles.
Okay, we have a break taking over. Rick, can you hang on through the break?
Oh, I sure can.
All right, I'll put you on hold. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We have Rick from California online. Rick, you just got started and got cut off by the break. The floor is yours, sir.
All right. Well, Kevin, the first thing I thought of when I saw that spiral image that was, you know, up in the sky there were crop circles. I don't know, you know, is it possible maybe they're trying to, be recognized a little bit more with a crop circle in the sky image, seeing as how there really hasn't been any disclosures. Maybe this is another way to, you know, be a little bit more recognized by having this kind of an image in the sky. That was a thought.
Well, let's for the sake of discussion, let's say that this spiral in the sky was of an extraterrestrial origin as opposed to terrestrial. So there's this spiral that extraterrestrials have caused, and then the question would be why? And if we follow that scenario, then it's pretty interesting, isn't it, that Dr. Lakhazar Filipov in Bulgaria has been subjected to such intense discrediting, and the main thing that his group is looking at is decoding the message of crop circles. And so he's gotten all this horrendous treatment, and then almost immediately you have a spiral in the sky that has the whole world talking. Could be. I don't know. That would be interesting. It could be.
Like I say, that was my first thought, you know, and to make this disclosure a little bit more out to the forefront, but that's just speculation, just like everybody else. I can't imagine that would be any kind of a rocket, you know. The only other thing that I had thought of is, as I watched that video a couple of times, and it almost looked like, you know, during the holidays here, we have, they come out with these new projectors that you can project an enormous image on the side of a building. If maybe some kids hadn't got a hold of something like that and kind of, you know, played with a little bit and be able to do something like that. I mean, you know, some of these kids are pretty smart nowadays, so.
Yeah, but this was way too big a deal geographically for it to have been one of those. Here's an interesting thing that they are reporting. I saw one report on this today. The first thing people saw was this blue spiral streak come racing across the sky and stop in midair. Okay? It just came to an end. How does light do that? And then...
I couldn't tell you on that.
Then the white spiral began at the end of the blue light. So you have this streak of bright blue light streaking across the sky at a very, very high speed. It comes streaking across and just stops. And then the spiral develops out in front of it. Again, a missile? Okay. I don't buy that it's a missile. But I think it is some kind of really exotic technology. And I think it's probably Tesla technology. And
well, yeah, and I just, you know, if I could say, that goes back to my first thought was, you know, is this some sort of a new crop circle image that they're going to now broadcast up into the sky rather than down in, you know, on the grounds and in the fields or whatever, so... Anyway, Kevin, that's...
Well, I appreciate the call. It's an interesting thought.
Yeah, because it didn't seem like anybody was getting anywhere with the missile theory and the whatever the other theories, the magnetic thing and that other... I forget what they call that thing that they just put on TV last week with our ex-Minnesota governor.
Oh, Harp?
Yeah, Betsy Chitura.
Yeah, I'm glad he's doing that show. However, here's the deal with that show. I'm glad he's doing it because he's a Navy SEAL and because he's an ex-governor. And because he's got some notoriety. I think that means that a whole lot of Mushroom America will watch where they wouldn't watch or pay attention to somebody else. I think they will watch and pay attention to that. However, the information that he put out there about HARP is information that me and other shows have been broadcasting for several years. I had two of the principal developers of HARP on this show and talked about it and asked them point blank, can it be weaponized? The one that lives in America said he didn't think so, and the one who lives in Canada said, yes, it can.
Yeah, to me it would have to be, I can't imagine it would be a weapon unless it could be an immobile object where it can be moved around quite a bit. I can't imagine them projecting any kind of a magnetic field.
I'll tell you what they can do. They can hit any place on planet Earth with that beam.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite amazing. Yeah.
All right, man, thanks for the call.
Okay, you're quite welcome, Gary.
All right. 623-444-5889 is the primary number, and the toll-free number is 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Gary from Nebraska.
Hello, Gary from Nebraska.
Well, Kevin, you guys have been kicking this football around pretty hard tonight. Let me throw something in for your consideration.
All right.
This isn't in the nature of a suggestion. This is what it is. But I've been sitting here thinking, and I wondered, is there any possibility, any room, for this thing to have been a holographic display?
Sure. Absolutely. It could be. And you know what I say, Gary, when the facts are not on the table, then all speculation is valid. And the facts,
very confident.
the facts that they've been putting on the table, it's the stuff the Russians have been offering up is as badly planned as the cover stories we get here in America. Imagine this.
I don't disagree.
Imagine when the Fuhrer comes up about, well, if it was a missile launch, why didn't you notify us in Norway? And the Russians say, oh, we did. Well, we didn't get any notification.
Right.
All right. The North Fleet says, we didn't get any notification. So the Russians come up with one that covers December the 6th through December 15th. And they publish it. However, they're so smart, they put the date on there of the date they issued it, which was December the 9th.
Everything we hear is pretty much bogus, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I just thought I'd run this idea past you and see if you had an opinion on it.
Oh, it absolutely could be a holographic projection. It sure could. It sure could.
Yeah.
And then one has to wonder, okay, why? Maybe to just test public response to see if they could sell the cover story, to see if shows like mine are going to take it on and expose it. It could all just be a test of all that.
Yes, it could.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thank you for a very interesting show, Kevin.
Thank you much. I appreciate the call. 623-444-5889. Toll free, 888-223-4599. When the facts are not on the table, all speculation is valid. Now, this entire thing could be a social test. Think of the things that have been thrown at us that could, you know, indicate to them the levels of control they actually have over the public. I mean, H1N1, that didn't go too good. H1N1 and telling everybody they're going to have to take the vaccine, that really didn't work, did it? And the levels of control they actually have to be tested. And I think what they're seeing is that they do have a very high level of control, but it's not absolute, not yet. And so, you know, could this be a test of that? Sure, it could. Absolutely. It could be holographic. It could be Tesla technology and be a test of people's reactions as well as media reactions. You know, here they're getting a test right now on this deal. They're getting, whether they intended it or not, they're getting a test of media reaction. And it's interesting that the media is going along with the story that it is a missile in their headlines and in their opening statement, their lead, as they call it. But they're not going along with it as being an absolute in the rest of the article. In all of these articles, all of them that I've seen, they say it was a Russian missile in the headline and in their lead. But then the rest of the article is full of probabilities and maybes and most likelies and could have been. And so the media is not fully controlled on this. And this would be an excellent test to show all kinds of reactions, including media reactions. And whether it's being used for that or not, I don't know, but it's having that effect. It's just like with Dr. Filipov. What has happened to Dr. Filipov, ladies and gentlemen, you can bet your bippy it has had an ice-cold chilling effect upon scientists all around the world who thought they might go ahead and disclose. You can believe it. You can take it to the bank. What has happened to Dr. Filipov, no other scientist wants it to happen to him. And so it's scientists that were really close to saying, okay, well, the time has come. I'm going to go ahead and do this. All of a sudden, you can believe this. They'll back off. And they're not going to give us the disclosure they had planned. Any scientist that had planned to disclose has to look at Filipov, and he's got to say, I don't want that to happen to me. I'll just keep my mouth shut about this. It's got to have that effect. It cannot help but have that effect. Now, was it intended to have that effect? Who knows? I don't know. But that's one of the effects. And look, Travis Walton has said for many years that if he had it to do over and could know at the beginning what he knows now about how the media would respond and how the public would respond, he wouldn't tell it. He'd just keep it to himself. And he said that on my show. He said, of course, my circumstances were a little different in that the media was all over this by the time he was returned from the UFO, by the time he was returned to his surroundings. The media was already all over Travis. They already knew Travis. And so he couldn't, it wasn't a case of him having a choice in whether to disclose or not. So, it has an effect. And the thing with Filipov, you can believe that. You can believe it. Scientists who were close to, you know, they were ready to step over the line and say, okay, I'm going to disclose what I know. You can believe it. They have backed off. This had a very, very chilling effect. And it could be that this was set up, that Filipov was set up right from the beginning to take this kind of abuse so that it would have that effect on other scientists. Could be that. We don't know. 623-444-5889 is the main number. The toll-free number is 888-223-4599. From Australia, the Russians stated it was a missile which must have HAARP pixie dust. Thank you, Blue. Yeah, the Russians are stating it was a missile. Now, their first response was, we don't know what it was. We fired no missiles. Their second response was, yeah, we fired a missile. Okay, it's not new that they're saying that they have fired a missile. But just telling me you fired a missile doesn't make the evidence fit what you're saying, and the evidence doesn't seem to fit what they're saying. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
It's Stefan from Quebec City, Kevin.
Hi, Stefan.
Hi, Kevin. I find it all really quite sad because if it's off-world intelligence trying to contact us, I'm wondering what means they can use to actually convince us. I mean, this is an age where all you have to say is suggest that some sort of black budget technology exists, and everybody will believe you. I mean, we're almost at the point where we think that we might actually be able to emulate anything that they show us. So, I mean, who do we trust? I mean, I really do want to believe that it's off-world intelligence contacting us, but I'm not even sure how I myself would believe it if it were real.
I mean, you bring up a good point. Now,
the ultimate point.
Personally, I don't think it was off-world intelligence. I think it was us, humans. I don't mean I think it was the U.S. I think it was humans that caused this. I don't think it was off-world intelligence. But you bring up a good point. If off-world intelligence knocks on your door, forget about landing on the White House lawn. They knock on your door and want to talk with you. What do they have to do to convince us that they are off-worlders? How would they convince us? You know, it would be pretty difficult because we know, you know, we're so familiar with Hollywood special effects and CGI, and you know, we're suspicious of anything being real. And part of that, by the way, is the basic philosophy that now underlies Western society called positive relativism, where you hear people say there are no absolutes.
Yep.
And what's true for you may not be true for someone else. Well, if it's true for anybody, it's true for everybody. I mean, there are absolutes. You don't think so? Line up the entire population of your city on top of a skyscraper and have them step off and see how many of them float. There are absolutes.
Yep.
But we no longer believe in absolutes. Therefore, we have, as Western society, lost the ability to grasp what is reality.
Well, and my message to them is, if they want to make sure that they know that we know that they exist, they're going to have to do a lot more than just showing spirals in the sky. I want a huge mothership.
Yeah, you know, that's... but, you know, I think they would give the same exact answer that Jesus was reported to have given, where he said, you look for signs, you demand miracles. Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's not going to be any sign. He just turned them down. And I think they would, too. I think they'd say, look, no matter what we do, you expect something bigger in order to prove that we are who we say we are. So forget it. We're not going to prove who we say we are. We're not going to prove that that's true. We are. We're a fact. And if that runs over you down the road, hey, we warned you.
Yeah. Well,
hey.
It'll be a thrill to see what happens in the future with all this. I'm open to the possibilities, but I have to admit, when I first saw the images last night on my computer, I thought for sure it was Photoshop. That was just pictures. And then I saw the video, and I thought, okay, wait a second, this is real. This is surreal, even.
Yeah. Yeah, it is real. Yeah. Stefan, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. 623-444-5889 is the main number. The toll-free number is 888-223-4599. We have another flash message here from someone else in Australia. It says, also thinking along, I think it's somebody else. Anyway, thinking along the same lines of a holographic projection to complement the Copenhagen nonsense, and move our attention away from the New World Order power grab. Remember to watch the magician's other hand when he's doing tricks. Yeah, you're right. You know, immediately, I found it very curious. Immediately, whenever this thing happened over in Norway, people on the internet started writing articles and putting a link to, tomorrow Obama's coming to pick up his Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, and? Okay. I don't see any link at all none between what was in the sky in Norway and Obama coming to pick up his Nobel Peace Prize. I don't think there's any link in that at all. I could be wrong, but I don't think that there is a link. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, hi, Kevin. It's Heidi from Manitoba.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, hello. Doing just fine. Thank you.
Good.
Just listening to your show. And based on what happened to Filipov, maybe the scientists who were on the verge of disclosing them now being very reluctant to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
If it is true that ETs and off-worlders have given the governments of the world an ultimatum, either you disclose our presence or we will, perhaps now this might be this set the stage for ETs to actually step forward, and maybe this display over Norway is one of their first steps in this process.
All right, let's follow that scenario for a minute, and we have a break that's about to take over.
Okay.
So we'll get back to this right after the break. But let's follow that scenario.
Okay.
And it could be that. That would mean that this spiral was of extraterrestrial origin, which I don't think it was. But I don't know, and it might be. So when we come back from break, what we're going to do is we're going to take that. Don't go away. I'm going to put you on hold. And we're going to take that scenario and run with it, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, don't go away. We'll be back, folks, right after this. You don't go away either, okay?
Gene Simmons would want to be if he could be a talk host. Here's Kevin.
You're listening to the Kevin Smith Show, and this is Open Line Live tonight. And we have Heidi. Heidi is on the telephone waiting patiently.
Hello?
All right, so Heidi, the scenario is that, as I understand it, the extraterrestrials have given an ultimatum to world leaders that if you don't disclose, we will. And, of course, the source of that information is the reported meeting that took place February the 12th, 2008, I believe. In the United Nations building in New York City. That's the source of that information. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let's say that was them beginning to make disclosure.
Yes.
Okay, why would Russia jump up and take the blame for it?
Well, as you've been talking about, cover stories trying to divert. Maybe they're wanting to buy time, anything to get the light off of what's really happening. And I'm intrigued by this statement where Filipov is saying that he has a duty to disclose what he knows to the world. Who gave him that duty? You know, was he part of this conference that actually took place, alleged conference that took place in which these off-worlders were present? You know, so first now you have the discrediting of Filipov, and then that's followed shortly after by this Norway display. Are the two related? You know, because
yeah.
So far nobody seems to have any idea of what was actually discussed at that meeting.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you may be right about that. And, you know, it could be that this is the beginning of the disclosure. by the extraterrestrials. I still think, personally, it could be. Now, personally, I still think that that thing in Norway was generated by terrestrial human devices. But I could be wrong. I don't have any proof to back it. I just sort of think that's how it probably is. But it may be of extraterrestrial origin. It could be.
Well, it's all just speculation at this point.
Yeah.
Everything is right now, isn't it, eh?
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing that's not speculation. One thing that's not speculation is the warning they say they put out that they were going to do missile tests was dated December the 9th, but the warning period that it covered was December 6th through 15th.
Yeah.
Now, that's not speculation. I've looked at it. Thanks for the call.
Okay, you bet.
All right. 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. For all of you who think it was a missile, and maybe, I said it in the show last night, maybe it was some kind of really new exotic missile that flies backwards. And it would have to fly backwards to produce the effect that we saw in the videos and in the photographs. But maybe it was. I can't prove one way or the other. But if you think it was a missile, ask yourself, when the Russians finally produced this warning that they had published, they say they published, why is it dated December the 9th? And then it covers a period of December 6 through 15. I mean, doesn't that smell just a little fishy to you? People who do cover stories generally will do them kind of rapidly and almost off the cuff. And when you really look at what they're saying, you've got to ask yourself, couldn't these guys afford better script writers? I mean, when you really look at the information that has come out, how it came out, from where it came out, and then particularly this documentary evidence of the warning that they were going to fire a missile sometime between December the 6th and December the 15th, but the date on the document is December 9th. 3 days after the alleged missile was fired, you put it all together and you know, it doesn't even fit like a bad suit. It's a bad cover story. My friends in Russia, get better script writers. If it was a missile, then okay, it was a missile. I don't think it was. If it was, it was. But gee, get better script writers. You guys have plenty of oil money. Get script writers. Good grief. A 2-year-old could do better on documentation than that. 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. You know, one of the primary things that debunkers don't do is, one of the things they don't have is a really close association with reality, facts, and truth. And so they start saying, well, it could be this, it could be that, it could be this over here, it could be this other thing over here. And they just spout off all this could-be's, and don't even address the actual facts. Okay? Look, it's hard on debunkers. It's hard on script writers these days because we live in a world of DNA now. And, you know, we're used to the evidence being rather exacting. Now, all I am asking is that we apply to these cover stories and debunkers the same exacting standards they claim they're applying to us. That's all. And when I do it, they scream and holler. And look, the next thing that happens is they do character assassinations. They'll say, oh, well, that guy's a nut. They get personal about it. You know why? Because when faced with the facts, they're shown to be fools. And it's embarrassing for them to be hanging out in public with their face just hanging out there as a fool. And I had one email to look. I had probably five emails today that sent me information that included that document. The warning that they were going to fire a missile 3 days after they allegedly fired it is when the document is dated. It's dated December 9. One of those emails got really nasty, and it was like, you know, just, it was an email, but the way it was written, it was like taking this document, pushing it in my face and saying, there, you see, and you know, your rant on the radio last night was all wrong, and it called it a rant. It wasn't a rant. I laughed through most of through most of the show. I laughed at the stories that were coming out. It wasn't a rant. But shoving that document in my face. Look, please, dear debunkers, read what you're shoving in someone's face before you do so. Because you can believe you shove it in my face, I'll read it. And I'll point out every hole in it. And that date kills it. Dead on arrival. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
Hi, Kevin. This goes to the debunkers and the scriptwriters.
Yeah?
You know, I kind of thought court jesters went out in the Middle Ages.
Well, you know, they didn't. They should have, but they didn't.
Apparently not.
But, you know, look, okay. I want to be kind towards debunkers and script writers. If it wasn't for them, who could I aim my humor at?
I don't know.
Can you believe that document, Brent? Have you seen it?
Par for the course for a court jester, yes.
Yeah. Have you seen the document?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I don't know a specific site to go look at it. I got it in several emails today. But you can find it on the internet. It's dated December 9, for Christ's sake.
Day after it happened?
After 3 days after it happened.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, mercy.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Oh, my. That's like telling us at Roswell that the bodies that were found were these crash dummies that they dropped with, you know, it was a test that they were dropping dummies from high altitude. That experiment dropping the dummies from high altitude didn't happen until 11 years after the Roswell event. And they put that in their... Then the Air Force put that in their official report on Roswell, that last one they did. Oh, come on, guys. Can't you hire better script writers than that? Good grief. And now, I mean, here it is again with this document about, well, yeah, we plan to fire missiles on December the 9th. The document's generated. The date's right on the document. And it covers a period of December 6th to December 15th. Like, we're not going to figure this out? Come on. Look, I don't know what that was in Norway. I don't know what it was. Whatever it was there is a cover story in trying to be in place. They're trying with all their heart to put this cover story in place. It's not working. And I mean, look, let me say to the Russians and to the press who are trying to help them here, when you use super glue, there's one thing super glue can't do is it can't stay glued in water. You're trying to super glue something that's already wet here. And it's not working. This is a cover story. It's a bad one. It's got holes all over it. It amazes me the number, and I can only speak for the United States, but it amazes me the number of mushrooms that believe this. We'll be back right after this. Don't you love debunkers? God bless them. When you use evidence, you better know what it says before you use it. One of the things, you know, I've spent a great deal of my life in court being a former cop. And one of the fundamentals of every lawyer, whether he's a prosecutor or a defense attorney, is he never asks a question that he does not already know the answer. Never. You don't go fishing when you're in the courtroom. And in the courtroom of public opinion, if you're going to be a debunker, it's very, very important that you know your evidence. Know the evidence that you are attempting to debunk. Know it well. Know it inside out. And then talk about where it's weak. There's no such thing as a perfect case. So, you know, there's no such thing as absolute proof of anything. You cannot even absolutely prove you exist. Now, you may think that's silly, but I'm telling you, there are court cases where people have to go prove they exist. There's a lady whose mortgage was canceled. I saw this on the news recently. Her mortgage was not canceled, but they were foreclosing on the house on the estate of this lady. She's still alive. But the bank, for whatever reason, believed she was dead and had put it in their computer that she was dead and that the bills had not been paid and they were going to foreclose on the house. And it wasn't a deal where the bills hadn't been paid. She died. And so they filed foreclosure to protect their interest in her estate. She's still alive. Has to go to court to prove she exists. It's not easy. It's not easy to prove you exist. You may say, well, I've got a birth certificate. You know those can be forged. Well, I've got a driver's license. Just because you have a driver's license doesn't prove it's you. I mean, it doesn't prove that the name on that license is your real name. So there's no absolute proof of anything. There's no perfect case. Now, when a debunker starts waving documents in my face, I'm going to read them. He may be right. And if he is, okay, he is. I mean, I'm open-minded about this. I've said from the beginning on this Norway thing, as well as many, many, many other things, I don't know for sure what it is. I do know for sure that it does not appear to match what they're saying it is. And you wave a document in my face, it's important that you have already read it. What's the answer here? for the debunkers who are waving that document in my face and saying, you see here? Now, look, let me say, I got that document from a lot of different people today. But only four or five of them were like real debunkers, and one was really nasty. And it's just the debunkers and the really nasty one that I'm addressing this to. When you wave that document in my face, don't you expect that I'm going to read it? And my question is, why didn't you? Why didn't that jump off the page at you and make you scratch your head and say, maybe I am wrong. Maybe this is not a missile. Maybe this is a cover story. That documentary evidence absolutely nails it. It nails it. It's a cover story. For what? I don't know. Were the extraterrestrials generating this effect and that everyone was seeing? Was this extraterrestrial in origin? I don't think so, but if it was, then is this cover story trying to cover that fact? Or was this terrestrial in origin, and it was perhaps the Russians testing some technology, exotic technology that they've got? I don't know if it's a weapon or not, but exotic technology. And they're trying to use this cover story to cover that. I don't know. Is it a cover story? You bet your bippy it is. 100% sure it's a cover story. I couldn't say that it was 100% sure until I saw that document. I saw the document yesterday, but I didn't. Nobody was shoving it in my face, and I didn't notice the date on it, but I knew that it popped up after the event. Today, I read it carefully and noticed the date. Okay? That nails it. Absolutely nails it. This is a cover story. Cover for what? Well, for that thing in the sky. But what was it? Ah, now there's the mystery. I don't know what it was. I have no idea what could have caused it. But I do have an idea that a missile is not the cause. I can't prove that. And I will say again that I could be wrong. I could be dead wrong. This could be a missile. If so, it is exotic in the extreme. Now remember, the witnesses, and there were many witnesses. One account said millions of people saw it. The account of the witnesses is that this blue light came streaking across the sky. And then just it's streaking across and just stops. Okay, it's like and stops. What kind of light can do that? After it stopped, then it began to generate this swirl in the sky. The blue light and stop. Then the swirl. A missile? No, I don't think so. And look, again, the fire coming out of the back of a missile is smallest at the missile. As it comes out of the missile, it spreads out like that. Okay? Well, that's not what you have in those pictures. That's not what you've got in the video. You don't have this, you have this. Missiles could only do that if they were flying backward. That wouldn't even do it. So, I don't know. What it is, no idea. What it isn't, I don't think it's a missile. Remember, again, I pointed out last night that over in Russia, they took a different path scientifically than we did in the West. In the West, we followed in the footsteps of Albert Einstein. In Russia, they followed in the footsteps of Nikola Tesla. That looks like Tesla technology to me. Now, I'm not an expert on it. I'm just saying, based on the little bit of information I've got, the little bit of knowledge I've got about it, about Tesla and his work, that looks to me like Tesla technology. It doesn't look like a missile. Again, could I be wrong? Yeah. Is it possible pigs fly? Yeah, it's possible, I guess. I never saw one, but it's possible. We'll take this final call. And, oh, I wish we... Well, okay. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. You got about 45 seconds. First name, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
I just have one quick thing. You heard Nick Bagage.
I know Nick Bagage. He's been on the show, and we now have 20 seconds.
And, yeah, you know, he's pretty up on HARP. You know, I think you might want to maybe get his input on what he thinks that was. And, two, could you tell me how long that lasted? It, you know,
3 minutes. 3 minutes. Yeah, it lasted 3 minutes. And that's the end of the show. Thanks for the call. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again, all right? Until tomorrow, so long, everybody.